Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great day. Hey, today is finally the show where we're going to bring you part one of a two-part tour of the Nationwide Children's Hospital Outpatient Children's Dental Clinic. It's on 18th Street, and my interview is with its former director and current attending pediatric dentist, Dr. Paul Casamassimo. And you may remember that I meant to bring you this show probably twice now, the last 2 weeks in a row, and it just didn't work out. So, hey, I thought we would finally get around to doing it today, and then part two is going to be next week. All right. So I think it's going to be a great show. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it is at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. That's Facebook page. I think I said it wrong. Also, please help me, help Rotary, help our community by buying a Win with Rotary 2016 calendar. For $20, you get 366 chances to not only win back your money, but to win hundreds of dollars, because each calendar is numbered, and each day of the year, the Ohio Lottery Pick 3 number will determine who wins. Whether you win or not, you will be helping Rotary do great things, such as the Christmas tree lighting at Whetstone Park, Duckling Day, the Island Book Project, Movies in the Park, free dictionaries for every third grader, and a whole lot more. So, please call my office at 262-9588 to order yours today. All right? Now, it's time to listen to my interview with Dr. Paul Casamassimo at Nationwide Children's Hospital Outpatient Dental Clinic. Okay, so I'm with Dr. Paul Casamassimo, and he was so nice to give me a tour of the Children's Hospital, Nationwide Children's Hospital Dental Clinic, and I don't think a lot of people know that it's here, and I'm going to learn a lot more about it, and it's pretty cool to see. I've not been here before, and I've been in Columbus. I mean, I've been a dentist for 35, 36 years. How have I never been here before, Doc?
I don't know. Maybe you were in the old one when you were a dental student here. So that could be it, but we've been in this building since 1995.
Wow. So how do people come to be patients here?
You know, they just find out about it. Sometimes they're referred by their local dentists. A lot of times we see kids who have a lot of dental problems, very young kids with a lot of tooth decay who need general anesthesia services. Our network of physicians, pediatricians around Columbus, understand oral health, and so they refer a lot of kids to us. We have a baby clinic. I'll show you the room in a minute. And that we have two rooms that just see kids under three, 5 days a week.
Okay, 5 days a week. And we're at 555 18th Street.
That's correct. It's the outpatient care center, and the dental clinic is on the second floor.
How many chairs am I looking at here? 10?
You're looking at 17 chairs. There's some you can't see right now, but are inside little rooms for quiet purposes. And
in case the doctor screams?
Yeah, that's right. And then we have a big hygiene body here, and that whole side over there is dental hygiene. And then we do expanded functions. So we have trained assistants and hygienists doing sealants, doing
good
restorations, you know,
after the dentist prep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So we have all kinds of personnel here, and then in the quiet rooms around the periphery is where the dentists actually work, usually.
Oh, okay. And the population, your patient population, it's are these at-risk folks? Is it just anybody that happens to find you? Do you guys accept insurance? All that stuff.
It's almost everything, but we tend to see a lot of kids who are on Medicaid.
Okay.
And it's largely because they can't find another dentist somewhere else, or because they get their regular medical care here, and it's the people seem to like one-stop shopping.
And they know where to park and everything, like I didn't this morning. Oh, I found it. All right, so let's see. We're going to walk through the...
around here. So we are fully computerized. And here are our attendings, a couple of our attendings. So
awesome, awesome.
Don't want to,
they don't want to be on camera? There's no camera. How are you? Hi.
Good. I'm Eric Van Gelder. I think I had you as a student many years ago.
Oh, I don't remember that, but that's okay. If you remember me, that means I was memorable.
And you started out in Clintonville on High Street, correct?
I'm still there, yeah.
Remember Than King?
I do. Yeah, he was just...
He was my uncle.
You look like him.
Thank you.
No, he was just south of North Broadway.
Like this.
Yeah. He practiced till he was about 87 or something.
A long time. I don't know exactly what age he was, but he practiced a long time.
Interesting. So you're a pediatric dentist?
I am.
Okay, and you're training other people to be pediatric dentists? Monica Patel.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Same here. Where did you do your undergraduate dental training?
At University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? Okay, is that what they also call Penn State?
No.
No? That's a different one.
Yes.
So where's yours?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay. I think I thought about going to dental school there, but I was happy to stay in Ohio, which is where I'm from. So how many years is your residency?
Two.
Two, and then you're in the second?
No, I completed it 3 years ago.
Oh, okay, so you're an attending now, too.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, so you're one of the dentists that work on the outside perimeter, right?
Yeah. Yep, not in the bays anymore.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much, you too.
So we have a lot of community docs who come in for a day or so, a week.
And do they volunteer?
No, they get paid, but they like the teaching part of it and the complexity of the cases that we see. So it's for them, it's a... opportunity to keep their skills up.
Okay. Awesome. So what do we have? We have...
our baby rules.
When you say baby, how old do you mean?
0 to 3.
0 to 3. Oh, my goodness. So somebody was born with some kind of a dental anomaly?
Yeah, they would come in here. They wouldn't be seen in here. This is more routine. So this young lady is, I don't know how old she is. It looks like she's about 2.5. And so she'll come and she'll get a basic dental exam and get her teeth... covered with fluoride varnish, and parents will be talked about prevention so they don't get dental caries. And some of the kids actually already do at 2 years of age have dental caries, and we get them rooted into our various treatment regimens, sedation or general anesthesia, or if it's just minor in our clinic.
So they have decay. Does that mean they grew up where there was no fluoride? If they already have decay at age 2?
Sure. A lot of times it's just habit, bottle use and sweets and things like that. So it's not really a lack of fluoride, but we do have some of those too.
Now, one of my neighbors is a pediatric anesthesiologist, so he works around here somewhere. Is that what does your anesthesia? Wow.
Yeah, we have one dental anesthesiologist still here, but everybody else is a pediatric medical anesthesiologist. So.
Well, the gauge of those needles they must have to use to start an IV, what would that have to be? Something like 30 gauge, 34 gauge?
I don't know, but they do a wonderful job. They can find a vein almost anywhere, so even on the chubby little one. So.
Yeah, that's really tough. Okay, so these are hygienists.
All hygienists to some degree, or sometimes we'll have advanced qualified personnel do the exam after the dentist. Or they don't do the exam, but they bring the patient back. The dentist does the exam, and then they clean the teeth and apply the fluoride.
Okay.
And get the x-ray. Hygienist.
Okay. So there.
Four hygienists today, plus two other advanced qualified personnel.
All right. So is Friday a busy day?
I'm sorry?
Friday's busy?
Every day's busy here.
It's nice to be loved, huh?
Yeah, it is. We'll do as many as 25 or 30 walk-in emergencies above and beyond our regularly scheduled patients.
And how many regularly scheduled patients would you have?
Probably have 100 and something.
100 in a day? 108 plus another 35 walk-ins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, we have a big no-show rate. So the walk-ins actually benefit us because they fill our chairs.
Okay.
It's a good service to provide because no one else does it in the city. And we're able to provide that service for kids who are in pain or have traumatic injuries or something.
Your definition of a child is up to what, age 14?
No, we go up to age 18.
18, okay.
Yeah, we have a teenage population here as well. So we're the dentists for people in this community. You know, they have brought their kids here for years. They may have come here as kids to get their
hair
taken. So,
I noticed this chair is a small chair. It actually is a pedodontic chair, and some of the 18-year-olds may not fit in that one anymore.
Well, you know, we tried it. When we designed these chairs, I sat in one, and I found out that you really don't need that extra space. You're maybe this much of your feet, maybe 6 inches, hangs over there, so it just gives you another foot of room.
Okay.
And in some of these closed rooms, it makes a big difference for people to get around.
Okay, so you designed it that way.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. That's cool. All right, so let's see. So we're in the outer room right now, which is where hygienists and expanded functions folks, and now the outer rim. So you have...
These are our quiet rooms.
Does that mean we have to be really quiet when we walk in?
No, but this is probably as quiet as it gets in these rooms. So here we have a dental assistant, Mary, and Robbie, our resident.
Hi there.
Dental resident in training.
How are you guys?
Good. We're doing great.
This is Robbie, the dentist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Mary, the dental assistant.
Okay. Just thought I'd have you guys say hello. So when's your next patient?
Scheduled at 3 o'clock.
Okay. So you got done early.
4 minutes.
How'd that happen? How'd you get done early?
We're just working fast.
What did you do on your last patient? I'm just curious.
We actually did 5 sealants.
5 sealants. Okay, and I see you have the x-ray machine in here. You have everything you need in here?
We do.
You guys do pulpotomies, pulpectomies, extractions?
We do a lot of everything, a variety. Every day is a new chance to experience something new here. So
you can even do endo root canal on an adult tooth, right?
We can, yep.
You can, but you don't, or you do what?
No, we do it mainly on Thursdays when our endodontist is here.
Oh, okay. Now, when I was in dental school, I thought, you know what? I told my wife this. I'm going to own my own practice, so if I want to just do root canals on Thursdays, I can do that. And then reality struck. It's like people that need root canals don't always come on Thursdays. So how do you handle that?
We usually start them if we need to on a different day, but we usually try to finish them on a Thursday when the endodontist is around.
Okay, and for the folks listening, an endodontist is what we call somebody that does root canals, because endo means inside the tooth. Right, Doc?
That's right. And we have a probably the busiest dental trauma program in the United States.
Wow, the whole U.S.? The entire U.S.?
I think in the entire U.S. because we see on Thursdays all day, that's all we see are follow-up trauma, but we're the only emergency room for kids, dental emergency room for kids, that's open in central Ohio. So we see tons and tons of trauma. And we do research on it, we publish on it, and a lot of private dentists have us see their kids here because they're not available or they're not up on their trauma management, and ours is state of the art. So, and these residents are so well trained in trauma, you know, if I fell and hurt my tooth, I would pretend I was a kid and I would come and see them.
And we know you'd fit in the chair because you were the model for the chairs, right?
Okay, soon we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So you may want to remember that the Nationwide Children's Hospital Outpatient Children's Dental Clinic has 17 treatment rooms, sees about 108 patients per day, does 25 to 30 walk-in emergency visits per day, and their phone number is 614-722-5650. All right? The winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisenberg Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. But before we do the question, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Come on and smile, it's a fact.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, excuse me, Nationwide Children's Hospital's Outpatient Children's Dental Clinic, A, has 17 treatment rooms, B, sees about 108 patients per day, C, does 25 to 30 walk-in emergency visits per day, D, their phone number is 614-722-5650, or E, all of the above. All right, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisenberg Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Brush your teeth. Keep them looking clean.
All right. Hey, we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Kelly, Billy, Joe, Nina, and Brian. And we rolled a dice during the break, and we came up with number two, which is Billy Joe. Billy Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Yes.
What is it?
E.
E. All of the above, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Billy Joe, what do you do for a living?
I actually am a field clerk for a field center at Kroger's.
A field clerk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought you said field clerk, and I wondered what that was. But anyway, and do you have children?
Yes, I do.
So this is of interest to you, isn't it? This
mm-hmm.
show. Yeah. Hey, make sure you stay on the line because we do need to get the information to you, okay? I mean, from you, so we can get you those flowers. And
okay.
Please, let's tune in next week and every week. And for Nina, Brian, and Kelly, please try again next week, okay? All right. Well, thanks, Billy Joe. Here, let me give this back to my producer so he can get her information. And all right, so let's go back to more of my interview with Dr. Casamassimo at Nationwide Children's Hospital's Children's Outpatient Children's Dental Clinic.
Okay, I got to find out, though. My experience has been that just about every time I see somebody who has they've chipped their front tooth or they've had trauma, they were 9 years old when it happened. Have you guys found that? They were nine.
We see a lot of them, a lot of trauma, so I don't know that we've ever seen it at that
age.
Have
you seen a pattern?
No, I mean, we see young kids who are learning to walk. They fall down and from playing, and then we see kids who are beginning sports, riding bicycles, those kinds of things. And then when they get to be teenagers, they start, being rowdy, and they get themselves in fights and things like that. So we see kind of these bumps throughout childhood.
I guess I'm talking about the permanent central incisors is when I see damage to that.
They're sticking out there. They tend to be asking for trauma.
And it seems to happen. When I see a repair on a front tooth on an x-ray or something, I haven't even met the person before, and I'll say, so you were nine when you did that, right? They go, wait a minute. Yeah, I think I was, which is about fourth grade. Anyway, nice to meet you guys. Okay, so now we're going to go to another.
Yeah, we're going to go down here to, these are just more of our rooms. We do our sedations in these two rooms just because of the proximity. We have an endoscope here when our endodontist is there, so we practice.
Oh, with the microscope?
State-of-the-art endodontics for enlarging for trauma.
I tried one of those for a few months, and I found that if I can't see in the hole, seeing it bigger wasn't helping.
Well, we do some pretty sophisticated things like regenerative endodontics where we actually grow the pulp back in dead teeth.
Cool. How'd you do that? With stem cells?
No, we haven't used stem cells yet. We just simply create some bleeding down at the apex of the tooth, and it bleeds, and then the clot organizes, and you get fibroblasts and vasculature and so on. So
because it's a still it's an immature tooth, it will do that.
Immature root tip, and so we've been very successful. That's another. We have the largest sample of ongoing cases like that of regenerative teeth. I like to call them Frankenstein teeth because they were literally dead and now they're alive to some degree. So,
are these people in an official study or are you just kind of tracking the ones you've done?
We track them.
Okay. And then you publish?
Yeah, we've published once on it, our faculty who do most of the trauma. And then we have unusual, one of the few truly integrated dental medical records. So a patient who comes to this hospital and gets medical care, someone, a physician, could go in and read their dental progress and vice versa. So we can go in, if we have a dental patient and we're concerned about their health and treating them, we can do that.
Well, that's really neat. Yeah. So you know right away what kind of considerations you have to be taking.
And that leads to be able to do research so we can correlate medical problems with dental problems, and we've already begun to do that kind of research. So we've got some interesting studies going on.
Interesting. That's great. That's great.
So let's see. In our surgery center. So we have three rooms here, and these rooms are essentially little operating rooms.
Yeah, it looks like it. Everything about it looks like operating room except for the chair, which is a dental chair.
It's a
lace flat,
specially designed dental chair that is somewhat like an operating room table, but much smaller.
And that there's a hose attached to a device on the floor, and it looks like it. Does that keep them warm? Does that blow warm air on them?
That's a system to keep their body temperature stable when they're asleep. They tend to get cold sometimes, and the alternative is to put everybody in a sauna in the room.
the doctor and the assistants and everybody's sweating.
This way, we could just have the child be warm enough. So.
And so right now, this would be the anesthesia would be performed by one of the anesthesia residents.
Anesthesia physician, right. And they use a state-of-the-art machine, and the dentist comes in. We have X-ray services here. We have electronic record and digital radiography, and so we were able to provide dental care very efficiently. We are one of the most efficient programs in the country in terms of getting a child here safely sedated, treated, and out the door in a very quick manner.
I was going to say the dentist is under a little bit of pressure to complete the services quickly so that the anesthesiologist doesn't have to keep them under too long, right?
Well, unless something is going terribly wrong, there's no behavior management required.
Exactly. Yeah, so they're just there. Yeah, I do IV sedation, and so I have the challenge of the water spray from the handpiece. We have to be very careful because they can aspirate.
Sure.
And under general, though, you don't have to worry quite as much because they're intubated, correct?
Pack the throat as well.
Pack the throat, yeah.
We don't really have aspiration problems. So.
See, I can't pack the throat because they're still breathing through the airway. Yeah, so I understand. That's pretty cool. And this is one of the only places you can actually take an infant and put them under general to do dental.
Child, yeah, we're one of the few places in Central Ohio. We do a little bit over at Ohio State, but it's much more limited. So.
Okay. And the children that come, is it the parents know they can have this worked on? Is it determined at their dental offices? I mean, how does somebody know my child needs to be under general to have dental work done?
We get a lot of referrals from all over Ohio, particularly Southern Ohio and Central Ohio. So a general dentist will see a child, and they'll know that they can send the child here, and we'll put them under general anesthesia, just like a 2 or 3 or 4 year old kid. And we have a system of referral and scheduling and so on. And so we have, and then we also have our own kids who come here because they know that we'll see pretty much any child who walks in the door. And a lot of those kids, because of the extent of their caries, will bring them into this facility.
By the way, caries is what we dentists call decay. But that's okay. No, I just want to make sure they know.
So we have three of these rooms, and they go 5 days a week.
Wow.
All day.
And this is a recovery room over here?
We have official recovery room nurses and staff here, so it meets all the requirements of a hospital. And they do a wonderful job, don't you?
She's nodding.
Yeah, and so it's a great facility. I mean, the pediatric dentists around Central Ohio love to come here. because they get to do what they want to do safely, and they're treated well with expert personnel. So
I got to tell you, that place is really cool. And if it weren't for this outpatient clinic, I don't know where the infants 0 to 3 would be treated. And sometimes you have to treat them. The youngest infant I've ever treated was 9 months old, and he had fallen and hit his tooth and cut his lip. He had just, brand new tooth and all that. But it was a challenge, and, I don't like hurting people. I don't like having babies cry, but there are times when these little ones just absolutely need to be seen. And without the ability to sedate them for major work, I don't know what we would do, It's just a really cool facility, a really cool resource, and I'm very impressed by what I saw. And my understanding is they are going to be building another facility, a new one, brand new one, that will be opening in 2017. So I'm anxious to go back and maybe take a tour of that one. But looks like it's time to go to a break. Oh, I know what. I forgot to mention to folks, if you want to watch the show, you can watch us at thereasonswesmile.com. We do a video feed as well. Or ustreamtv.com. And then at some point when you're accessing podcasts rather than just listening, you can watch. And so I have some photos of when I was at the outpatient clinic there at Nationwide Children's. And so you'd be able to see that as well. All right. Well, it looks like we have to go to a break. We'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Gotta brush my pearly whites so they don't lose their bite.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. Today we have been listening to an interview I did with Dr. Paul Casamassimo of Nationwide Children's Hospital Outpatient Dental Clinic. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, it was part one because I was having so much fun I wouldn't leave, actually, and I just kept talking to him. And then later on I found out that he had to be somewhere. But he was a wonderful guy, and I want to thank Dr. Casamassimo for doing this, for putting up with me for basically the better part of an hour. And I wanted to give the phone number again. The phone number is 614-722-5650. All right, that's all the time we have today. And next week, as I mentioned, we'll have part two, which I think is going to be another great show, so be sure to tune in and don't miss it. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko & Associates, and like us while you're there. And don't forget to call my office, 262-9588, and order your 2016 Win with Rotary calendar. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1.
urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.